called a debate. I thought it was a lot of fun, and I was very happy I could be there. I hope some of you had a chance to watch it. Did you all get to see the little debate last week?
I picked up a cold standing in that draft
for 75 minutes, but... out in the sun down here, a little fresh air, and very pleased to be here. I want to take just a few minutes. First of all, I want to express our thanks, because I know there are Democrats here and Republicans here and independents and probably a few just strolling through attending the wrong meeting. I don't know. But if they're here, I want to talk to them. I want to thank you for your support of the Ford Dole ticket. I think the choice is very clear on November 2nd. I think the American people are going to make that choice. It's going to be a close election. Don't misunderstand me. When I look at the South, and particularly the state of Louisiana, we go back just a couple of months, maybe a little longer than that, when Carter had a 30 to 40 point lead in the South, and now we're 2 or 3 points ahead in Louisiana. That's what I call progress. I do come from Kansas, and I do have a conservative record in the Congress. I think most Americans want less government. Most Americans want to see the government hold down spending. I believe most Americans want less interference. I think most Americans want a sound energy policy, and I said earlier today in Lafayette, I could take a second to talk about Governor Carter's energy policy. That's all it would take. He doesn't have any. But I could spend a great deal of time on Senator Mondale's voting record on energy, and we'd all be out in the cold if we followed his voting record. And let me tell you why. He was out in California the day where it was about 80 degrees talking about the energy policy. He said President Ford didn't have a policy. Well, the truth of the matter is that President Ford sent a comprehensive energy plan to the Congress in 1975, and it's still there. The Congress hasn't acted. But how does Senator Mondale view America's energy needs, and how would he approach it? Well, the best place to go is to his voting record, and I'll just take a minute on this. He voted, first of all, to delay the Alaska pipeline for 14 months. That was his first contribution to solving the crisis. He's against decontrol of gas and oil prices. That's his second contribution. He's against the depletion allowance for independents. He doesn't care how big you are. You shouldn't have it at all, even if you're in the stripper-producing areas. And I don't know where this man thinks we're going to get the energy in this country. If he takes away your incentive and asks you to produce it without a profit, you're not going to stay in business if that's the case. And I would guess the industry means a great deal to Louisiana from a tax standpoint. His other contribution is to break up the oil companies. These are just three or four little minor things that I thought you might be interested in. Now, I know it's very popular politically in some parts of this country to talk about breaking up the oil companies, because they're supposed to be those giants that take all the profits, deprive you of energy, and make your homes cold and raise the prices. But I'd always understood that the stockholders own most of those companies. And those stockholders were young Americans, old Americans, black Americans, white Americans, mostly middle-income Americans, who were trying to make a little profit. But even more important than that, where do we get our energy if we start breaking up our companies? That means a loss of jobs. That doesn't mean necessarily any more efficiency, any lower cost. It just means politics. And I say take a hard look at the Carter Mondale record in the field of energy, and I want to touch on just one more thing, and that's defense. I think we need one. I think we need a strong defense, and I really believe, and in the final analysis, President Ford is going to win this election because we're free, because we're not engaged in armed conflict, because President Ford wants to maintain a strong defense and the opposition does not, and that's going to make the difference on November 2nd. And I noticed you have a few B-52s nearby. I don't suggest Carter would close that base. I just suggest that they really don't understand. And I look again at Senator Mondale's record in the Senate. It's frightening, I'll tell you, it's frightening. And don't take my word for it. He voted against the B-1 bomber. We've had the B-52s for 30-some years. It'll be another 10 years before the B-1s are there. He voted against the Trident submarine, against the Poseidon missile, against the F-14 fighter. 25 or 30 weapon systems, he's voted no, 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 no. But every time they want to cut the defense budget, he votes yes, 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 yes. And I just ask the young men in this room and the mothers and the fathers and the grandmothers and the grandfathers, this isn't a partisan issue. It's not a Democrat issue, Republican issue. It's an American issue. It's an American problem. And there's nothing more important in my mind than peace in the world. And how nice it is to be going to college these days, not worrying about being drafted, not worrying about going off to some far-off land to fight a battle that no one knows whether we should win or lose or why we're there for certain. And we're at peace today. We're at peace today. And so I just say, finally, just stop and think about it. You can talk about all of Carter's spending programs. We could talk about Playboy. I haven't looked at the pictures. I did read the article. I've always said a picture is worth 10,000 words. But you know, Halloween is coming up, and I think we ought to unmask Carter for what he really is. And I think he wants to spend your money. And don't let him get away with this fact that because he's from the South, everybody ought to vote for him. I don't really believe that holds water. I can't be your geographical neighbor. We have to give him credit for being closer to you geographically. But I would guess that everybody in this room is more concerned about our philosophy than where we live. And I can be your philosophical neighbor, and he'll be your geographical neighbor again after November 2nd. He's going back to Plains. Now, the peanut is the easiest nut to crack. I said that yesterday, then I couldn't crack one. You blow a few now and then, but I just say in all seriousness, there's a lot at stake in this election. If you're a Democrat, we doubly appreciate your efforts. If you're a Republican, well, we doubly appreciate your efforts, too. I don't want to lose the Republicans and end up with the Democrats. I just remind you what Senator Long said, and he's my chairman on the Finance Committee, and I like Senator Long. He was talking about Governor Carter's tax proposals and how he's going to have to tax middle-income Americans. He said it's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. That was after the bunny article, but it's like pulling a rabbit out of the hat. It's not going to work. You can tax all the rich and take away all their income, and you only raise about $5 billion. And Carter's talking about $100 billion in programs. Now, if you're a middle-income American, you better get prepared. Besides, Carter says you didn't want your taxes lowered anyway. That's what he said in the Associated Press interview. Anybody here doesn't want their taxes lowered? We have a doctor traveling with us. Be glad to send him around. So I just say thank you very much for coming. We deeply appreciate your help. If you'll work for us for 10 more days, we'll work with you for America for 4 more years. Thank you very much.
Did you hear the stuff of this hour?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Forrest Dunn, and on behalf of the Ford Dole Campaign Election Committee, I welcome you this afternoon. In the most sincere way that I know, we want you to know that we appreciate you being here. We are especially honored for those who are handicapped among us, and also for our deaf supporters here in front. At this time, you will remain standing with me while the airline band plays our national anthem. For you this afternoon, to introduce to you a great American from the heartland of America. A man born in Kansas who entered the United States Army as a lad of 20 years in 1943 and who became a great war hero. He was a man who, on the shores of Italy, suffered the destruction of two vertebrae, suffered the loss of one kidney, suffered extensive lung damage, and as a result spent 39 months in the hospitals of this land attempting to recuperate, and even today still bears the scars that the Italians and the German armies inflicted upon him during World War II. After the war, he went to law school and finished law in Kansas and was elected. Thank you very much. There's some here for Ford, some for Carter. There are always about a half a dozen Carter people in a crowd this size. We're very pleased they're here, and I say that in all sincerity. You still have time to think about the election. Still have time to think about the issues. Still have time to think of what Governor Carter said. I know that